Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks, man. Ross. 215-592-9494. So a deep dive there on the Eagles. Now, not to obscure the reality of the other teams. Sixers Heat tomorrow night. It's not a must win, but you certainly want to win because the path as the seven seed is certainly easier than dealing with the Celtics right out of the gate. You got the Flyers who last night had a disastrous night even though they didn't play because the other three teams are competing with for that final playoff spot all won. Which means tonight the Flyers have to win. They have to win in regulation. Washington has to lose in regulation in that game. Detroit and Pittsburgh also have to lose their games in regulation. One of those games tonight, one of those games tomorrow. So we'll know for sure by the Flyers, you know, either later tonight or tomorrow whether they're in or out. They'll probably be out. We'll see. Phillies won yesterday. Bats didn't do much, but they had a crazy ending to the game. Let's actually start with the Phillies' first run, as Bryce Harper was the one to put the Phillies on the board.
The 3-2 to Harper. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. There's a base hit. It'll give the Phillies the lead as Turner will score. And Bryce Harper, with a two-out RBI single, has given the Phillies a 1-0 lead.
And that was about the only highlight for about 8 or 9 innings. Something
it was
like that.
Painful. It really was.
Somehow, though, the Phillies won the game, in large part because a wild play at the plate, which had to make Ben Davis, former catcher, very proud. But, Ben, it was JT to Jeff Hoffman blocking the plate?
Mm-hmm.
It sure was. Let's listen to how it sounded.
That one gets away from JT. He picks it out of the air, flips to home, and out at home plate. What a play by Hoffman. Freeland came charging down the line, and Hoffman smothered him at the plate.
All right, Ben, there's two things in this play to me that were both wild.
Mm-hmm.
The first is, so for those that missed it, it's a ball in the dirt, skips away from JT. It skips off his
mitt.
Mm-hmm. Goes way high up in the air. All right, two things strike me. Number one, when the ball is at its apex, to me there's almost a 0% chance you have enough time to get the guy out at the plate. It was a spectacular catch and flip by JT, catch and tag by Hoffman. So, number one is just converting that. Number two is, you know, I would have thought with the new rules, what Jeff Hoffman did doesn't count because it was a tremendous block of the plate. Seltzer had said earlier, because of when he caught the ball, it's allowed. The whole sequence, it just seemed unfathomable to pull it off, but they pulled it off.
Well, people forget that plays at the plate, you're allowed to block the plate on plays on the infield. So if there's a man on third, the ground ball is hit the shortstop.
I didn't know this.
Yes. So you're allowed to block the plate. You're just not allowed to block the plate on throws from the outfield.
Because of bigger collisions? Is that the concept?
I guess, basically
the guy's coming around a more head of steam?
Right.
It's probably like the NFL kickoff thing now, John.
Yes.
Mm. You know, so you're trying to prevent the big collision at the
end. Yeah. I mean, you got a couple things happening there. One, you got a pitcher running.
Right.
Two, JT should have blocked the ball instead of trying to pick it.
Yep.
And three, he gets away with it because he's the most athletic human being I've ever seen.
It was an incredible flip.
It was right on the money.
Yeah.
That's why he was going to OK State to be a quarterback.
But also an athletic play by Hoffman, who has a big dude, like
huge, and to be able to get there and beat Freeland to the punch.
Yes.
And the tag, the swipe tag like that. That was a quick tag, man.
Like, that was a play a cornerback would make, not a 6'7" pitcher.
Exactly. But what are you supposed to do? Like, here's the plate, go take it? No, that's your run. That's our run.
No, I mean, look,
you can't
it was
just give it to him.
It was impressive. So the Phillies survived that moment, get out of the inning without giving up any runs, and then obviously in the bottom of the 10th, you need to start with the runner on second, and ultimately Christian Pache, who had come into the game late, Pache with the winner.
The pitch swung on, punch to right, a base hit, ball game. Christian Pache wins it. Single to right, they come racing out of the dugout to celebrate with Pache and celebrate a 2-1 win.
All right, let's go to the phones on all this. 215-592-9494. The Phillies back above 500. Hopefully they stay that way the rest of the way. 9-8, half a game behind a wild card spot, two games behind the Braves who won again. Mark's with us, is calling from the Poconos. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing great, Mark.
Hey, the run support right now, at what point do you think it starts affecting? I don't know if it got to Wheeler the other night, but Nola seemed like it didn't bother him last night. He looked really good.
Yeah.
But at what point, I mean, they need to start scoring some runs here to help these pitchers out.
Well, you're right.
And they are all very, very aware, and they're starting to react like they're aware, and it's just a matter of time. It can't continue to be this bad, can it?
I hope not, because, I mean, my wife's really into baseball, and she's been watching every game this year, like, religiously, and I can't sit there and watch. I had more fun they were. They kept showing the crowd with some little boy was eating snacks and donuts, and that was more enjoyable than watching
cotton
the game
candy.
Last
it was
night.
Cotton candy.
Yeah, cotton candy and a donut. That was funny, but
we're taking it all in now.
One game.
Notice, Mark,
just not that fun.
When we just went through the highlights, we only played three. That was it.
One thing I am very excited
about.
Now,
we could have played Aaron Nola's strikeouts. He pitched spectacular.
He was awesome. Yeah. One thing I'm excited about is Trey Turner.
Yeah, he's a lot better.
He's hitting .299, and he is hitting the ball hard.
Yep.
He's still, he's not going to take a lot of pitches, but he looks really good. He made some very good defensive play last night.
Rojas
well.
Had an 8-pitch at bat. I mean, he's looking just a little bit better.
A little better.
Plate.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, Mark, give me a big answer. This is for Arrowsmith tickets. Give me a great what-if through the years.
I was at them all. And what if the Eagles had gone to the Super Bowl those 3 years when they lost and then they finally went?
So I'm writing down, what if they had gone to the Super Bowl in 01, 2, and 3?
That works for me.
All right, you got it. Well, they might have won the Super Bowl then.
Or they could have been the Bills.
So which one would they be most inclined to win? You're right, James. They could
the
have been
the Bills.
The one against Oakland. So 0-1 would have been the Patriots.
Wow, just a straight shot at Richie.
Yeah.
Sorry, John.
Wow.
So 0-1 Patriots, 0-2 Oakland, 0-3 Patriots. John, Rhea just did you dirty. Man.
Dirty right there.
She said Trot would have owned you. Actually, it wasn't Trot that year. He
say
was going
that.
Would have been Sean Barber would have owned you in 02. No,
Sean was playing.
He was
a really good addition.
Problem is, you had old man, big man, LaVon Kirkland.
Oh, God.
LaVon Kirkland and Barry Gardner versus John Ritchie. I'm going
LaVon
John Ritchie.
Kirkland.
Yeah,
huh?
But he was old.
I know. But he was also 315 pounds.
He was
like linebacker.
The biggest linebacker I've ever
seen. We would do what was called fanning.
Yep.
On inside ISO plays
sure.
against LaVon Kirkland,
yep.
meaning guard, you're gonna go get him,
mm-hmm.
and I'll take the D tackle.
Ooh, look!
I'm on the D tackle.
That's great.
Instead of the linebacker,
because the
linebacker weighs more than the D tackle.
That's incredible. Really is. 215-592-9494. All right, you can win Arrowsmith tickets. You got to give us a great answer through all the years, sports or otherwise. A great what if. In history. Give us big answers there. Plus, Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley talking about the Sixers and the Heat, and more from Jimmy Butler. All of it here today. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
I've been working with my good friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill for almost a decade now. A lot of good reasons why. Number one, it's the great people and service you will receive when you enter the dealership. I was just there last week working with Tony Labello. It's a terrific team. Oleg, Kurt, they took great, great care of me. You will love the experience when you go in there. They also have got the 2024 Lexus models. They're in and moving fast. And the all-new 2024 Lexus GX will be arriving soon. Lexus at Cherry Hill, they are a 6-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sale experience. You'll see the Lexus of Cherry Hill difference when you stop in. Go in, see Tony Labello and his terrific team. They will guide you to the Lexus of your dreams. And they'll be able to find that because they've got over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Another thing I really love about Lexus of Cherry Hill, veteran-owned and operated business. Face it, you deserve this Lexus, and you deserve award-winning customer service. So start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel or online at lexusofcherryhill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family-owned and operated. Brought to you by Window Nation. Phil's bats continue to be silent. Great pitching, though, from Aaron Nola. Walk-off single by Christian Pache in the 10th for a 2-1 win over the Rockies. And this wild play by Jeff Hoffman to preserve a tie in the 9th.
As the pitch bounces in the dirt, JT goes to find it, flips to the pitcher, collision at the plate, and out is the call, and Freeland is hurt. Hoffman fell down on Kyle Freeland as he was sliding in. Out is the call. They will clearly review it. Freeland gets up immediately, walks away, clutching his right arm.
After review, there is no blocking of the plate, no violation. The call on the field stands. The runner's out.
How Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni, pre-draft availability live here on 94 WIP around 2:30 on the new W Afternoon show. Spike Eskin officially making his debut at 2 p.m. Right now, get two free windows for every two you buy from Window Nation. Plus, zero down, zero interest, no payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Sunny, a high of 74. It is currently 57. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Yeah, it's incredible when a great song like this makes me think more of a movie than what the song initially represents. Yeah, I think of Forrest Gump.
Isn't it amazing that so many songs make you think of Forrest Gump?
Best soundtrack ever.
Soundtrack.
I agree.
Critical, like just the way it's arranged.
Best ever.
Yeah, it seems like that is the one that just
better than the movie.
Ben Davis's head just shot.
The movie's terrific, but the soundtrack is probably better.
Yeah.
Well, it's she doesn't like the movie. I think is the takeaway there.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like Jenny.
Yeah,
I know. We've talked about this, though. No, but dude, think about how she was raised. I mean, she was beaten by her father. She's a horrible life. Like, you know, you got to give her a little grace, man.
She's got to give Gump a little grace.
I was in Brandon, Manitoba when that movie came out.
She gave Gump a little grace.
She gave him more than grace.
She gave him a child. Come on, man.
Then she skipped town.
Summer of 94, I'm in Brandon, Manitoba, playing on the junior national team, right? Randy Wolf was our left fielder. It was incredible.
Randy Wolf is the left fielder?
He was our left fielder. Yeah. Yeah. Great hitter.
That is bizarre.
Yeah. So we had, out of the 20 guys in the team, like 18 made it to the big leagues.
Wow.
So we had one guy from the South, and he went to go see that movie with his family. The next day he comes, and we're in a big circle, and go like, hey, Dubo, how was that movie? He goes, it was good. There ain't no way no one man could accomplish all that in one lifetime. And we all looked at him like, oh, my God, he's serious. It's like, not real, bro.
Was this guy dumb? Little dumb?
That's a locker room conversation, Joe.
He was a left-handed pitcher.
All right.
Oh, there we go, shot.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, he said, ain't no way one man could accomplish all that in one lifetime.
Took it too serious, too literal.
Whoa.
That is funny, man. That's great. 215-592-9494. Reminder, Spike Eskin debuts today, the new WIP Afternoon Show, 2 to 6. So Spike with Ike and Jack. And we got another submission here, this one from Joe Wechter, because we're looking for a name for the show, because those three are still looking for a name for the show, even though they've been talking about it. Now, this is not a bad name from Wechter, but I will say all the good names we're getting are long. So this is what Wechter puts together. Spiked Ike Juice with a shot of Jack. I mean,
it's
cool.
It's really good, but too long.
But
too wordy.
You can't say, all right, we're back on WIP. It's Spiked Ike Juice with a shot of Jack. You sound ridiculous.
You're not getting that on a T-shirt.
No, not at all. So is it just going to be the Seltzer, the afternoon show?
How about just Spack? Yeah,
it'll be Ike and Spike. There you go.
Spack?
Spack.
Wait, you just said something. Hold on. I got two different things. What's your thing, John?
Spack.
What does that represent?
That could be the name of the show. It's
just pick a word.
Opposite way.
Yeah.
It's the combination of all of their names.
Understood.
Spack.
All right,
like
you got
their
that.
Celebrity name.
And then, James, you just went with Spike and Ike.
Like you're I went Ike and Spike.
Okay, you're just leaving out Jack.
I mean, at this point, if you guys keep saying it's too long with that, I wanted to include Jack, and then you guys keep saying it's too long.
I don't know.
I'm Spike and Jack. Boom.
I thought you would stick up for the producers.
I did. I tried you before, and you gave me grief for it.
I didn't give you grief. I mean, I think you failed to come up with a good name.
There is no good name. It's two words. Show. It's a problem.
All right. Well, someone help those guys out. 2 to 6. But anyway, obviously, listen, you get a chance. It's going to be great with Spike. It's going to be absolutely great. More of Jimmy Butler and what he said looking ahead to tomorrow night. We'll get to that shortly. Shaq and Charles also talking about, the Sixers and the Heat and who they're picking, that whole deal. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville right now. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Super, Ed.
Yeah, John, I can't get over this it's all in the hips kind of thing you're talking about with the Gene yesterday. And I was thinking, you know, how many corners that are above, like, 6'1", 6'2", are really fluid hips? Isn't just sort of your body type is naturally for lack of a better word, stiffer, I guess.
Not for Jeff Hoffman last night. He was like, I don't know, what would the term be?
He had some fluid hips on that play.
He got there.
Yeah, so a lot of times a bigger, it's a good point, a bigger cornerback, it's harder for them to be as sprightly and smooth with the movements, the change of direction, just simple physics. You know, like the bigger you are, the more mass you have, the harder it is to stop and change the direction of all of that mass. But that's what you're looking for. In today's game, the longer cornerbacks are what everyone's coveting, yeah. And so you want to try to bridge that gap as best you can. Keep the length and keep as much change of direction as possible. That's the trick.
It's part of what makes A.J. Brown incredible as a wide receiver.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
He has the mass he has, but the ability and the agility. Well, that's part of what made LeBron incredible. I mean, how was LeBron 6'7",
you're right,
6'9", or whatever?
6'9".
All right, 6'9".
LeBron 6'9".
And do all that.
Well, it's like,
I mean, think about that.
A.J. Brown, the great wide receivers, I think the great wide receivers are bigger. It's almost like their feet are smaller, but their body's bigger. Terrell Owens, he was 6'3", 225 pounds, but his feet, when he ran routes, the pitter-patter, getting in and out, the breaks, he ran those routes like he was 180 pounds. It just defied the physics part. That's what the great ones are able to do.
Hey, Ed, give me a great answer here for Aerosmith tickets, an all-time what if. What do you have?
What if John Wilkes Booth went to the wrong theater?
Wow, what if he did? Lincoln would have lived and a lot would have been different. Yeah, if John Wilkes Booth hadn't killed Lincoln, that's a good answer right there. Let me get an answer to this question. I'm curious where everyone stands here. The closer we get to the Sixers game, is anyone else like me getting more nervous because it's Jimmy Butler?
Not really.
Why are you so nervous?
Because
what do you expect out of this team?
Meaning your expectations for the Sixers are low anyway?
Sixers, yes.
You're low anyway on the Sixers.
What do you expect out of them?
Like, I expect them to lose to the Knicks. I expect them to beat the Heat and lose to the Knicks. That's where I'm at.
Come on. I don't expect them to lose to the
Knicks. Knicks are good, man. What are you talking about?
Julius Randle's out for the season.
So what? The Knicks are really good. They play well together.
You know what, James? They're okay.
Jalen Brunson.
Look, they're better than the Sixers.
Jalen Brunson might be the best guard.
I don't think so.
Not with Embiid healthy.
What have they given you over the last couple years that make you put any trust in them?
Well,
like, what is there?
Exactly.
Well,
Ben,
other than JoJo. Like, what
Joel
is there?
Joel won the MVP last year.
So?
And they lost the second round again.
And this year, I expect they can get past the second round. This year, I expect them to play for the East.
Maxie's better.
This year, I expect them to beat the Heat. I expect them to beat the Randall-less Knicks and to go on. And they might not even play the Bucks. The Bucks might not make it to where we would play the Bucks. But if we play the Bucks, you want to talk about payback? Doc, thank you very much. Let's Nick Nurse over here, Doc over here, and let's see how this half-court thing works out.
Well, I expect to lose 10 pounds by the end of the week.
What?
It's not going to happen.
Look, both of you make compelling arguments, okay? John, on one hand, I hear you. I do. I hear you. On the other hand, Ben, I hear you. Like, yes, the Sixers have not given us anything in recent years to really cling on to say this one will be different.
Giannis might not even play in the second round. Like, Giannis he's got issues.
They're going to be out
coach.
Early.
That means they have issues.
Okay.
The Knicks have a great guard in Jalen Brunson.
But not a ton
more
else.
Than that.
Let me tell you where I am as it relates to tomorrow night, as it relates to the next month. Seltzer, you can put this one down. I'm not saying this is a crazy prediction because there's probably a lot of people that will agree with me. Here, in my opinion, are the stakes for tomorrow night. The winner of the Sixers-Heat game will go to the conference finals. The loser of the Sixers-Heat game will lose to the Boston Celtics in the first round. That's tomorrow night's stakes.
Pretty much. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
I really believe that. So, yeah. Ben, your point is even that doesn't make you happy enough because it's really ultimately about really getting closer and just getting to the third round's not that it's not meaningful enough for you. By the way, I've been singing that tune also. I get tired when people, let's get through the second round. Yeah, let's get through the second round, and then let's freaking keep going.
We've been hanging on to this for years.
11 years since the process.
The process, like, it's been going on forever. I just don't think it's going to change.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay. Look,
it changes every year. We're going to be playing different teams. This is, and you do have to take.
But
a step
they do
by
lose
step.
Every year.
We lose every year. Result.
Every year.
It's hard. It's hard to go.
There's always different
world
things each year. One year it's Jimmy
really
Butler. One year it's James Harden. There's different things
every year.
No, we expect them to lose in the playoffs every year. Yeah. That's what they do.
And I will say
there's
this,
always
Sean,
different things.
And I will say this: one thing about the NBA that is clear in the last 5 years now, since you got through the heyday of the Warriors, and you got through the heyday of LeBron. It's a really wide open league.
Yeah.
So just in the last 4 or 5 years, think of it this way. Go back to 2019. Kawhi got a ring. Okay. You got a LeBron ring in the bubble in 2020.
Yeah.
Last year you got a Jokic ring. 2021, you got a Greek Freak ring. 2022, you had a Steph ring. Like the whole freaking thing's moving around.
So why can't this be the Joel ring?
Go do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I will say this.
Like, let's not admonish them before they've even had the chance
to play
the play-in game
yet. No, it's just that
they
have to prove that they can do it before we're going to believe that they're going to do it.
Well,
that's all it is.
All right. By the way, Shaq and Charles weighing in on the Sixers-Heat game tomorrow night. Coming up in 1 minute, what Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal said looking ahead of this game. We'll get to that in 1 minute's time. Hey, Jetta Cameron here. Let me tell you about Family and Company Jewelers and the Viraggio Bridal Sale. Excuse me, the Viraggio Bridal Show, because it is back. The Viraggio Bridal Show is back at Family & Company Jewelers for 3 days only, April 25th, 26th, and 27th. View brand new inventory and styles not yet available to the public. You can save hundreds, possibly even thousands, on the ring of her dreams. Head to Family & Company Jewelers right there, Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, right across the river, right across the bridge from Philadelphia, April 25th. Also my birthday, April 26th and April 27th for the Viraggio Bridal Show. Get yourself there. Buy for a loved one. Book your appointment today at familyjewelers.com. It is a showroom you got to see to believe. It is phenomenal. With Junior and Ian and the entire staff at Family & Company Jewelers, they know what you want. You want great jewelry, maybe a ring, great price, obviously beneficial for you, and a helpful hand along the way. They'll give you all that and more. Book your appointment today at familyjewelers.com. Let's listen to Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal. Now, to be clear, this audio goes back a couple days ago. Prior to it being known that it was going to be the Sixers and Heat, of course, at that time, there was a good chance it was going to be the Sixers and Heat. Turns out it is the Sixers and Heat. But here they are, prior to that being confirmed, discussing a potential Sixers-Heat matchup, which obviously will manifest tomorrow night.
They are not beating the Heat in the playoff series. Don't ever count out Jimmy Butler and the Heat culture. It's not going to happen.
But you're looking at a play-in scenario, right?
Yes, at a play-in scenario. So if they play the Heat in the play-in.
No, I disagree.
You say Miami would go to Philadelphia and beat the Sixers?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you out of your mind.
All day, every day.
Hey, if you, whatever.
You know what?
Whatever.
You know why? The odds.
What?
The odds. The odds are against y'all. But Joe's been playing fabulous. He ain't had a bad game yet. All it takes is one bad game, your season's over. That's why I'm
not over. He would just
they'd have one more chance.
One more chance. Yes, that's right, Shaq. It's not over actually for whoever loses tomorrow night. I like the Barkley line. I'm going to start using that, John, on you. Whatever, if you say something crazy, whatever.
Mm. Do that.
It really rolls off your tongue.
Or I got a new
one. Sounds good.
You sound cool like that.
Because I got Wechter. He's got my board loaded up here, the drop board. I got this now at my disposal. Ben Davis says something crazy, I say.
As if.
Yeah, I got her in there. And also, another new one, and I should have had this years ago, because people come at me at the show, and it's really incredibly rude how rude people are with some of their calls. And I'll just say this.
How rude.
I don't need that, you know. I go to, is that Stephanie Tanner? Is that who that is?
Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie. Yeah,
I got all, and I got another new one. Because last night I'm watching season 2 of The Sopranos. Oh. I'm watching near the end, and Junior is all mad at Tony. Tony's trying to cut into his finances. And you get this line, and I'll be dropping this on Fools Moving Forward.
Where did he get the effrontery?
The effrontery. So if you come after me with your call, just know this. I, as Junior Soprano.
Where did he get the effrontery?
Come right back.
Did you have the effrontery to drop a reminder about your birthday in your jewelry ad. I was just wanted to
please purchase me. I need.
Yeah, do you want a piece of jewelry?
Purchase me.
From the Verragio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Verragio Bridal Show Family Company Jewels. Everybody feel. Oh, speaking of purchase, actually, good segue.
Here we go.
No, I know. Let me hold on. I got to reach into my pocket. I got to get out of my wallet a thank because I really do need a thank you. But then I need to either admonish the person that gave me the gift or myself for a bad instruction. So first off, let me say to our caller named Ben Lausch, L-A-U-S-C-H. Sir, I hope I'm saying your name right from Harrisburg. God bless this guy because he sent me, I was asking for the Martha Stewart notepads.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah,
are
you guys might
me?
Remember these things apparently discontinued, no longer being carried at Staples, and Martha Stewart doesn't make them anymore. Problem is either I said the wrong thing or he sent me the wrong thing. I was sent this tiny little thing.
Now,
now maybe this is a notepad, what he gave me. I'm looking for, I guess they call it a legal pad?
Yes, it's a legal pad.
So did I say the wrong thing?
You said notepad. Yeah.
All right, let me get this guy's name
wow,
again.
Wow, this poor guy.
Mr. Ben Lausch. First off, thank you, sir. Second thing, please try again. I need.
Oh my God, you
no,
do not.
I no. need.
Don't
and
try.
And when was your birthday again?
Ben, do not.
April 26th.
Do not try
Stop
again.
Trying.
The Martha Stewart legal pad, 30 sheets, 8.5 by 11 inches. Thank you.
Oh,
that is what
on.
I need. It's for the good of the show. This is what I
Ben,
run
don't
on
you
my
dare.
For the good of you.
It's not for Ben's good. Yeah, please.
Let's
stop.
Go to the phones. Let's talk to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Hey, yo, gang. How we doing today?
Doing well, Tom.
Hey, Joe. I think Ben was just trying to match your feet with that gift.
Which gift was that? Oh, this, oh, Ben, oh,
yeah,
this
the
Ben.
Tiny one is the point.
Yeah,
the
no, tiny. I actually think yeah. it's my, I think what happened is I think I said the wrong item.
Yeah, that's probably it, but, so I haven't been calling in. I'm in the middle of a move. I still called James and that other guy on Saturdays, of course, but what I've been hearing on the airways has been concerning from this fan base. As far as the Eagles are concerned, I think Howie's doing a great job. I think he is pouring everything into offense when offense is at a premium in the league. I think we have the chance of seeing the best offense ever for the Eagles this year.
Well, look, first off, Jalen's got to be way better for that to be true.
Well, of course.
They're loaded on offense otherwise. I just don't like, Tom, all this focus on offense when – defense is still a huge part of pro
football. It's got to be the best group of position players we've ever had,
yeah,
right?
Skill
like, just
guys.
In terms of pure, like, tight end, receivers, running back, yeah. like, we've never had four dudes like this.
And if you're trying to maximize the lay of the land, the scenario, I mean, the rules of the game are such that when you've got this disparate, you know, our talent level compared to the defense's talent level, it's never been more of a gap.
And we still have the draft. He still has moves up. You know, the defense will be fine. Now, when it comes to
I don't know. But hold on, Tom. I don't know what you just said at the
I
end
know
to be
the
true.
Offense will be fine, and that means that the defense
I subscribe to the Hugh Douglas school of defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Well, I don't.
These days.
I mean, Tom, when they 2 years ago when they had 70 sacks, which was obviously abnormal, and then compare it to what they had last year, I mean, look, they lost that playoff game because they couldn't stop anyone on defense and they couldn't score on offense. So in the end, both failed. But to me, the defense was far and away the worst group on their team last year. And they've made improvements, but I need more improvements.
So shifting it up to the Phillies, I know Mr. Incredible's in studio today. listen, I think they're showing us exactly who they are. We've seen this group for 2 years now, so none of this should be shocking. I'm sick and tired of hearing Kyle Schwarber shouldn't be in the leadoff. It's the same calls every day. And are they not off to the best start in the past 3 years?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean it's a good start.
It's a great start. The pitching is looking fantastic, and you know
awesome.
These bats are going to come around.
Yeah, but you also know the bats might let them down when it matters most. No, right?
Well, then,
I mean, I'm not trying to skew negative. I'm just saying, Tom.
So many bats. And so many, like, to Tom's point, like, at the end of the day, what we all say it every year, right? Pitching wins championships. That's what wins every year. Like, if you could sit here and be like, all right, one thing is great, you'd want the pitching to be great. Like, it is better how great this pitching is. We have not talked enough about that as opposed to just complaining about the offense.
I understand.
That's a valid point. I'm happier about the pitching than I am frustrated about the offense.
Perfectly said, Ben.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, that could be a Twitter poll tomorrow because it's an interesting question. I mean,
and then
that's tough.
Listen, real quick before I give you my answer, it's really cute, all this like newfound hope with the Philadelphia second rounders. they've shown us for the past 20-plus years. They will lose in or prior to the second round. That's just the way it is.
All right, who said it better, Tupac?
Until they don't, and this is the year, Tom.
That's
it
right.
Is
I hope
not
you're
the
right,
year,
Richie.
John. You're all kidding right. yourself.
Tom, give me an answer, a great what if.
Well, it's not very happy, but what if the Germans figured it out before Oppenheimer?
Oh, that would have been a real problem, a real problem. All right, I need a ruling from Ben. Yes. Bruce Hornsby or Tupac? That's just the way it is. Some things will never change.
Tupac.
Good man. It's exactly correct.
I always go with Tupac.
It's exactly
well,
correct.
I mean, they're one and the same. And without Bruce Hornsby, there is no Tupac song.
Correct.
That's
valid
correct.
Point. Yeah.
That
valid
song.
Point.
That's right. No, that's a fair point. All right, let's go to John in Allentown. John, what's going on, dude?
What's happening, brother?
It's all good, man. Other than the Flyers, who are going to probably be over tonight, but we'll see.
Yeah, who cares about the Flyers?
Wow. There you go. All right, there's your vote.
I'm riding down the road. I'm thinking about things, and, you know, I was thinking about how you guys are my second favorite morning show.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad we're in the top three. Yeah.
Well, I listen something. To only one other morning show, and that's Howard Stern. So,
right.
And, you know, without Howard Stern, maybe there's no talk radio.
Hey, so listen.
That's my what if,
big
by
fig.
The way.
All right, I got you. I'm writing it down. All right, what do you got on our sports teams here, my man?
Okay. The Eagles, great, very, very, very good, smart signing by Howie to extend Devontae.
I'll see.
Because I see problems in the very near future with AJ Brown.
I think you might be right. Yep.
Yeah, and if you end up in, you know, 2 years from now, AJ going, hey, I want my $41 million, it ain't gonna happen. We all know he's not gonna see $41 million. So, and as he declines, you know, Devontae is on his way up.
Yeah.
So I think that was a very solid,
look,
smart move,
John,
in my opinion.
The good news is AJ should be really years away from decline. I mean, he's only played, what, 5 years in pro football? I mean, he's not that old.
No, neither are.
No.
This is unbelievable to have both these guys on these deals that will be bargain deals really in the very near future compared to Justin Jefferson's deal, you know, the big name guys. CeeDee Lamb, who's not showing up for camp. You got Brandon Ayuk out there in San Francisco.
Unfollowing the Niners.
Who's saying, yeah, like, yeah. I don't even want to be a 49er anymore because you guys can't get my deal right. Here we are with all of these guys, all of these skill guys under contract and satisfied with the deal that they've got. This is unheard of.
Well, it is good stuff in a lot of ways. I will say there's two things, and I don't say this to be a contrarian or skew negative, because there's a lot I am excited about, John, as you are. I think what James said 5 or 10 minutes ago, I think it is the best collection. If you don't count the quarterback as a skill position, if you go receivers, you know, tight end and running back, I'm sure it is the best combination they've ever had in their history. I mean, you go back to 04.
Wait, hold on. You just said it's the best combination except if you include the quarterback?
No, I said if you don't include the quarterback.
So, right. So you're saying Jalen brings the...
Well, yeah, compared to Donovan in 04, yes. Like, look, Jalen in 2022 was better than Donovan, but now Jalen slunk back down. I'm just saying, if you're saying through the prism of wide receivers,
season,
tight end, and
really,
running back...
You're really penalizing Jalen.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
I think he deserves to be penalized for what he did. Remember this, Sean. He took a sack in a playoff game in which the ball started on the 14-yard line, and it was a safety.
Yeah.
Now,
terrible. How in the world is there a safety...
That's when
the ball
plays
is snapped from the 14-yard line.
One of the worst
line.
Plays we've ever seen from Jalen.
Yeah, and there were a lot of bad ones down the stretch. So, but to James's point, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and we'll see who the third receiver is. That's, I mean, it's really hard to be better than that. And so the great ones, obviously, I mean, 04 would have been B. West, John Ritchie, no, B. West, Terrell Owens, Todd Pinkston, and the combination of Chad Lewis and L.J. Smith, which was very strong, very strong. You didn't go third wide receiver as often. If they did,
you're
it
would be
Freddie.
You're not talking about Correll?
Well, I mean, the backup running back, I know. But, I mean, you're talking about who the starter is, you know. And then 2017, let's see what they would have had there.
As much, I mean, Deuce and Correll weren't as much.
Well, Deuce
backup.
Wasn't 04.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. Because B. West by 04 had ascended and was clearly the guy. So 2017, you'd have rotation of backs. No one guy really stood out. Mostly Jay Ajayi or LeGarrette Blount, a little bit of Corey Clement. You had Alshon, and you had Torrey Smith, and you had Zach Ertz. And then 2022, what you had was AJ and Devontae, Goddard and Miles.
And you definitely take Saquon over Miles.
Yes, so. You do. Yes, you do. That's right. 215-592-9494. Coming up here in 1 minute, Jimmy Butler. More from Jimmy Butler looking ahead to tomorrow and the Sixers in the Heat. Jimmy Butler, what he said coming up in 1 minute's time.
The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time you reached out to NJ Diet? They will contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water, and you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer without any shots. Visit njdiet.com.
You know, before we get to this Jimmy Butler audio, let me just ask a question. I meant to say this a few minutes ago, and we kind of got all over the place. The Devontae signing as it relates to AJ's future. John, do you think AJ Brown is an Eagle in 2026? So you got him in 24. You certainly want to have him in 25. But
I'm not sure what his deal looks like.
But I mean,
he supposed to be?
Well, you're supposed
then?
To want to keep great players, and I just wonder, one, salary cap space, but two, just what was going on last year, Ben? What was going on?
Boy.
What the hell happened?
Your guess is good as
mine. Because something happened, right?
Something obviously happened.
Yeah, something, and we don't know if it was him, Hassan Reddick, Jalen Hurts, the man on the moon. Something happened.
Something internally happened. And I think that's why all these questions started being probed with Hassan Reddick, speaking to his dad. Like, why is he gone? What happened?
Right.
You know, the play at the end of the year where they just went rogue. And they said, AJ, you go deep. I'll throw it to you with how much time left.
Yeah.
Like, that can't happen.
James, let me ask you a question.
The chain of command was broken.
James, if you had to bet your house on whether A.J. Brown's an Eagle in 2026, which way would you bet?
Man, I wouldn't bet my house on it, that's for sure.
I know. I'm trying to give you big stakes.
Like no, I get it. I get it. I get it.
Your car?
Yeah, no, I get the point. I get what you're saying. I would say, yes, he is still an Eagle, but I wouldn't bet my house on it.
Rhea, where are you?
No.
Why?
In 2 years, that number is he's going to be. How old in 2 years? He's 26 now, 27.
Yeah,
how old is he?
He'll be getting closer to 30 and wanting a new deal.
That's a no.
Because of the money or because?
The age.
Because of which?
The age.
The age.
Yeah.
See, I think the age
he's
is
26
less.
Now. So 28, yeah. That's okay, not so old. That's not that old. 28's
okay.
Like prime athletic.
Yeah, I don't worry about the age. I worry about will they want to do all that salary cap wise at that position? I worry about that. Because just remember, Jalen's going to
be... Cap will go up, though.
Will AJ?
Cap will go up. Jalen will also be making more money. Like, every year, Jalen Hurts isn't going to be making, you know, the cap is like $5 million. I don't know how that happens. Sign a guy for $250 million. Oh, no big deal. Cap it, dunk.
How's the Devontae one's hardly anything?
Well, it's because they spend money.
Yeah.
It's what Ross was talking about.
Because
Jeffrey
really
Lurie spends money up front, and
he does.
That's what makes the difference.
It is.
Will Jalen and AJ be best friends in 2020?
Are they best friends now?
Are they best friends now? Yeah. How much has their friendship fallen? You know, when I look at the numbers of his deal, Joe, it makes sense. There's a potential out in 2025. Right now, my gosh, it would only be $15 million in dead cap if the Eagles parted ways in 2025 with A.J. Brown.
Meaning after this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cap hit for 2025 is going to be $26.5 million. The cap hit for 2026 is going to be $41.5 million.
They'd have to redo them.
Yes.
Yeah, and that would be the objective. I mean, you want to redo it and keep them for years. But just does it all fit cap-wise and
do they fit
personality-wise?
Worth it to redo the deal with the personalities where they're sitting right now? And that's the big question. No one knows the answer to that.
No, we don't.
And the fact that this is all clouded and cloaked in secrecy, that makes matters more concerning.
Well, I'm still struck by the fact when AJ was on with the afternoon show about 2 months ago, he gave a couple nice comments about Jalen Hurts, but then didn't want a further answer. And I just still think he was ducking something. I don't know what he was ducking, but he was like, I'll answer anything. And then when they asked him about Hurts, he just refused to continue talking.
You think we're ever going to know? Something
yes,
went down.
Yes, when one of them is gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think like this kind of I think the fact that it didn't come out, nothing's come out, is a good sign for this locker
room. It is.
You know what I mean? Like that, I'm shocked nothing more came out.
I am too. I am too. All right, let's get to the Jimmy Butler reality, because he's going to be in town, I suppose, later today. They probably fly in the night, I guess, or today at some point. The game is tomorrow night. Jimmy Butler obviously is the dude's a stud athlete, and he's got a lot of heart. We need Joel to match his heart. One thing the Heat do have, you might not know this. I did not know this until earlier today. The Heat are one of those very rare teams in sports, certainly in this sport, where you play a lot of games, that actually has won more games this year on the road than home. Why? I don't know, but they have. Here's Jimmy Butler, road mentality. They'll be on the road, obviously, here in Philly with the game tomorrow night.
We get on the road, our back against the wall a little bit. I guess we get out of our comfort zone, and then we really start making things happen. So I'm actually kind of glad that we're on the road.
I mean, we'll say, you know, obviously I'm glad the Sixers have home court, but for what it's worth, the Heat. And look, one thing that has defined the Heat, defined them in the last 4 or 5 years, because it's not like they blow teams out when they win, and it's not like they sweep these series 4-0. Like, they get in deep, deep series, and they gut it out.
Rock
fights. Yeah, because they're not a great offensive
team. Like, the Sixers are the total opposite.
That Heat-Knicks series last year was like a bunch of like 88 to 86 games.
Yeah.
I mean, they freaking find ways. And again, I think whoever wins the game tomorrow night will be in the conference final. So the stakes are big tomorrow night. Let's also get to tomorrow night and our Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Here's today's poll question. All things considered, who would you rather have on your team tomorrow night? Is it Joel Embiid or Jimmy Butler? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly, you can wait on the phone lines as well. Let's talk to Gary, South Philadelphia. Good morning, Gary.
How you doing?
What's up, Gary?
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Great.
Just quick, the Phils are the Phils. You know, I mean, we'll see what happens. They got a bunch of games left. I got accused of being a Bryce basher the other day because I said he wasn't doing much. And it is what it is. Not as much as you bash Jalen Hurts, though. But that's okay. You know, we'll see what happens this year.
We will see.
We'll see
I'll say this, Gary. I certainly believe in Bryce's future more than Jalen Hurts' future. And I would think most Philadelphia sports fans do. And a year ago at this time, it would have been probably 50-50. But now I think the scales have tilted dramatically to Bryce, even though he's gotten off to a slow start.
You know, to some of us, so you could justify your whatever it is you have against Jalen, it's almost like you didn't want him to have a good season.
Not true at all.
So you could go back to your Bass and Jalen routine.
That's not true. Listen, you are entitled to think what you want, even though Cher wants to weigh in.
As if.
But okay, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
You know, but for the afternoon show, I was already told I couldn't say what I wanted to say.
You were told. You're not allowed to say.
Yes, he was not allowed to say what he wanted to say.
Oh, is it naughty?
Yes, it's naughty. He was not allowed to say it.
I
shut that one down.
Gary, I like naughty. Seltzer gave you the kibosh.
Yeah, no, we're not doing it.
But it was good. It's the one we're going to use outside. You just can't say it on
air.
Well,
all right. If you can't say it out on the air, then I guess don't say it on the air.
Yeah, right. It's not that bad. But
can we find a way to say it without saying it?
Nah, we should probably move on.
Well,
I see James's face, and he's giving me the.
You should not say it on the air.
Let's
That's
just back off.
No, we won't. Okay. I definitely won't say it on the air. Okay. But the last part is something that I'm sure you're good at, Joe. Spike. And Jack, and I'm going to leave the rest off.
Okay.
I
know exactly. I know.
Got it in, did you?
Boy, you are.
Gary, you found a way.
Let me say this, because Junior Soprano would like to weigh in.
Where did he get the effrontery?
I mean, where do you get off making a comment like that?
All right. Rain it in here.
Justin joking, as we said it the other day, drinking. And don't laugh. I'm a Miller High Life guy.
All right.
But
champagne of beer.
Yeah, of course. Why would we laugh at that? All right, Gary, I need an answer from you. This is for Aerosmith tickets, the best what if of all time.
What if Joe was actually as smart as he thinks he is?
Wow. Gary.
That's got a chance to win.
Now this comment comes to mind.
It is driving me crazy.
I mean, you know, because it is rude. I mean,
how rude!
It's just incredibly rude. I mean, what do I? I come in here. All I do is
Here I am. I lay myself bare.
And I got guys like that coming at me. And what I say to them is,
stifle yourself.
Correct. Thank you. And by the way, the concept that I did not want Jalen Hurts to succeed and didn't want the Eagles to succeed.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
Thank you very much.